Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Discovering Your Personality Type. The Essential Introduction to the Enneagram by Don Richard Riso is a practical entry point into one of the most widely used personality frameworks. The Enneagram describes 9 core personality types, each shaped by characteristic motivations, fears, and coping strategies. Riso, known for making the system accessible to modern readers, focuses on helping you identify your likely type and understand how that type influences daily choices, relationships, and self-image. Rather than treating personality as a fixed label, the book presents type as a pattern you can observe and refine, especially when under pressure or feeling secure. Readers can expect clear descriptions of the 9 types, guidance on common misidentifications, and a roadmap for personal growth using the Enneagram's built-in tools. If you want a concise, beginner-friendly guide that connects personality insight to real behavior and change, this book is designed to be a straightforward starting point. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Enneagram model and why motivations matter. A central idea in the book is that the Enneagram is less about surface traits and more about the inner drivers behind behavior. Many people can appear similar externally while acting from very different motivations, such as a desire to be helpful, competent, authentic, safe, successful, or in control. By emphasizing motivations and core fears, the Enneagram becomes a tool for understanding why you repeat certain patterns, especially in situations involving stress, conflict, praise, or rejection. This approach can clarify common confusion in personality testing, where a single behavior may be scored as the same trait across multiple profiles. In an Enneagram lens, behavior is the result of a strategy your type has developed to meet psychological needs. The book positions this as useful for self-awareness because you can begin to notice your automatic interpretations, not just your actions. Over time, noticing the motivation gives you leverage to choose different responses. This is also where the Enneagram becomes relevant for growth. Change does not start by forcing new habits, but by understanding the internal logic that makes the old habits feel necessary. Secondly, the 9 personality types in everyday life. The book introduces the 9 Enneagram types with practical descriptions that connect inner concerns to everyday decisions and relationship patterns. Each type is typically framed around a particular focus of attention and a characteristic way of managing emotions and expectations. Readers can use these profiles to recognize patterns such as perfection striving, caretaking, achievement orientation, individualism, analysis and withdrawal, loyalty and worry, enthusiasm and reframing, assertiveness and intensity, or harmony seeking and avoidance. Importantly, the 9 types are not presented as 9 boxes of identical people. Instead, the profiles are meant to highlight a common psychological strategy that can show up in many styles. This helps readers see why 2 people who both seem organized may be motivated by different concerns, or why a person who appears relaxed may actually be disengaging to avoid tension. By linking each type to both strengths and blind spots, the book encourages balanced interpretation. It also sets a tone of practical usefulness. The goal is not to diagnose others, but to improve self-understanding, communication, and the ability to interpret reactions with less judgment and more clarity. Thirdly, finding your type and avoiding common mistyping. A major value of an introductory Enneagram guide is helping readers identify their likely type accurately. The book addresses the challenge that people often mistype by choosing the description they admire, the one they want to be, or the one that matches a temporary life role. Accurate typing, in this approach, depends on examining what consistently drives you across contexts, especially when you feel threatened, criticized, or uncertain. The emphasis is on patterns over time rather than isolated behaviors. Another source of mistyping is confusing learned skills or professional demands with personality structure. Someone may act like an achiever at work but be motivated primarily by security, belonging, or harmony. The book also highlights the importance of distinguishing between similar-looking types by paying attention to the emotional trigger underneath, such as shame, fear, anger, or the need for reassurance. Readers are encouraged to use self-observation and honest reflection rather than relying only on quick quizzes. The identification process is presented as iterative. You test a type against your lived experience, notice what resonates uncomfortably, and refine your understanding. This careful approach makes the Enneagram more credible and more useful for growth. Fourthly, growth paths, stress patterns, and healthier levels of functioning. Beyond labeling types, the book emphasizes that each type has a range of functioning, from reactive and rigid to balanced and resourceful. This idea helps readers avoid fatalism and instead treat personality as a set of tendencies that can be expressed in healthier ways. when people are stressed, they often default to automatic defenses, intensifying the less helpful side of their type. When they feel secure, they may access more flexible and constructive qualities. Understanding these shifts can be immediately practical. You can recognize early warning signs, anticipate what you do when overwhelmed, and create small interventions before patterns escalate. The book's growth orientation encourages readers to develop self-awareness, emotional regulation, and a more realistic self-image. Rather than trying to become a different type, you learn how to reclaim the strengths of your own type while loosening the grip of compulsive habits. This framework can also support compassion, since you see that many interpersonal conflicts are not about bad intentions, but about different coping strategies colliding. The growth message is that insight can lead to choice, and choice can gradually reshape how you show up in work, love, and daily decisions. Lastly, using the Enneagram for relationships, communication, and empathy, the book positions the Enneagram as especially useful in relationships because it helps explain recurring misunderstandings. When two people interpret the same event through different motivational lenses, they can assign inaccurate meanings to each other's behavior. For example, one person may push for clarity and control to feel safe, while the other withdraws to preserve calm or independence. The Enneagram offers a language for these differences without reducing them to moral failures. By understanding what each type values and fears, readers can adjust how they communicate, offer support, and set boundaries. This can be beneficial in intimate relationships, friendships, and workplace teams where conflict often comes from mismatched expectations. The emphasis is not on manipulating others, but on improving empathy and reducing reactivity. Knowing your own type also helps you notice your habitual triggers and defensive moves, so you can take responsibility for your impact. The book's introductory nature makes it a practical starting point for applying the model in real-life conversations. It can prompt questions like, what does reassurance look like to you? What feels disrespectful? What do you need to stay engaged? And what do you do when you feel pressured? These insights can make relationships less confusing and more constructive. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an approachable, structured introduction to the Enneagram without being overwhelmed by theory. It will appeal to self-development learners, coaches, therapists in training, managers focused on communication, and anyone curious about why they repeat the same reactions in stress and relationships. The benefit is practical. By identifying your likely type and recognizing its motivations, you gain a clearer picture of what drives your choices, what triggers defensiveness, and what helps you function at your best. That self-awareness can improve emotional regulation, reduce self-judgment, and make it easier to communicate needs directly rather than acting them out indirectly. Compared to broader personality books that stay at the level of traits, this guide is worth buying because it connects personality to inner motivation and to a growth path, so it supports change rather than simple description. It also serves as a strong starting point before deeper Enneagram study, giving you a coherent map of the 9 types and a way to apply the ideas immediately. If you want a compact tool for understanding yourself and others with more nuance, it is a solid purchase. If you would like to support Don Richard Riso, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.